Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Woo!
And welcome to Game 6!
Welcome, welcome. Did we get what we wanted for Christmas? I actually don't know. I kind of forgot what we asked for.
Yeah, me too.
I certainly asked for the Clippers to be even worse, oh, and they kind of turned their season around. But honestly, I was being evil. I was being a little wicked.
You were. I wished for the Warriors to do something, and their situation just got worse.
Yeah, it got a lot worse. I won more close games with OKC, and that's happened. They lost a bunch of games since we
lost. I wanted refs to stop calling whistles at the end of games. And honestly, I haven't had too many games recently where I've noticed that as a problem. So maybe...
So I think that that is just definitive proof that Santa Claus exists. The fact that like 3 out of the 4 things we asked for
didn't happen.
Yeah,
but one did.
Yeah, one did. But one did. So when you think about it,
that had to be Santa.
Yeah, because like it's a lot of work to ask for that many things. We're being a little greedy.
We're just two guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the fact that we're greedy and we still got something means that for sure Santa
for
exists.
Sure. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Well, I know my parents wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, no shot. And they're pretty well connected, too.
They influence the refs a lot.
Yeah,
man.
Not like that, though. All right. You want to talk about the team that we love and we watch and we enjoy?
I feel like we always record after a win.
I know. And not just any win, but I thought... and we're recording this, full transparency, on January the 21st, so... Before the Sacramento, we played the Sacramento Kings.
Grizzlies today, I thought, no?
No, Sacramento to that.
Okay.
Should be a win, and we won last night against Golden State.
I know, we tried to lose that game, I swear.
I know.
I don't know why. My app was showing me Hawks Grizzlies. Why is it not showing me the
Raptors? It thinks that you're a Hawks fan. It's like, this guy fucks with some Vic Krejci.
I love CJ McCollum.
Yeah. I follow him everywhere he goes. Like crazy performance from Quickly yesterday. He was off a bean.
Yeah,
I think is the technical term.
I think I saw it's the highest true shooting on a 40-point game ever.
Oh, really? I mean, it felt like that. Would you go 10 for 11 or something like that? 10 for 12? It was pretty
good. And then, like, his only miss was... And a lot of those were threes. So his true shooting's, like, 116 or something. Like, over 100%.
Jesus. Yeah, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm as a Quickly...
But we were up, like, 40. And then, like, we just, like, stopped playing defense.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's tough to hold on to the rope when you're, like, that far ahead.
I know. But yeah, like, they brought it to, like, 10 or something.
Yeah. It was concerning. Thankfully, like, I watched the first half, went to bed, woke up today and watched the highlights. So I did see that they brought it close, but I never had to live through the stress of them bringing it close. So maybe that's why I feel more like, whatever, who cares if they brought it back.
No, I was like, oh my God, we're going to lose. Well, I was like, okay, we're probably not going to lose this game, but, like, it should not be getting this close. Like, Scotty had, like, so many possessions where he was just, like, not playing defense, but whatever.
Speaking of that Warriors
we kept throwing the ball away. That was actually the worst of it. Like, it's like,
yeah,
just please shoot. Like, you don't have to, I don't know. We're doing too much, man.
Especially for a night where our shooting finally looked good for once. Like, in like months, it feels like. We had a really good shooting night. So it's like, yeah, just fucking let that shit fly, bro. But speaking of the Warriors, notable absence from their team.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Butler. Which is just a sad situation on, like, pretty much all sides. It's not good for anyone.
Well, it's also so funny with the Jonathan Kuminga stuff of, like, Jonathan Kuminga played against us.
Yeah.
He hasn't played, I think they said, in, like, the last 16 games. He requests a trade, but now it's like, well, we need the people. Hey, like, Kuminga, are you sure you really want to leave the Warriors?
Well, you could really tell that he hadn't played in that long, and I was like, how's he going to look? Like, you know, it's been a while, and he comes in at the beginning of the game, like, I'm like, oh, he's moving pretty well, like, he gets to the rim, like, he gets fouled, I'm like, oh, nice little move, and then he, like, completely misses both free throws, like, they weren't even, like, bouncing around on the rim, he completely missed them, I was like, that's what happens, you don't play for 16 days. That's but then he looked good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played good the whole game. I mean, he plays like decently well. He's too good to not be in a coach's rotation. And
right.
I don't know what he did to Steve Kerr to make him hate him like that.
I know. It's so and now it's just like there's the magnifying glass on it because Jimmy Butler's down for the whole season. Down and out. And like
next season
might be his whole career. Like he's an old guy.
Unfortunately, but he had a great career. Probably gonna make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Just fucked up, but whatever. I'm not gonna open that can of worms once again.
Yeah, I mean, two finals, pretty good.
I don't know if he ever made a first team All-NBA. I don't think he did. I would assume not.
True.
I could probably beat him one-on-one, is what I'm trying to say here. But yeah, it's sad. It's sad currently, for Curry yeah. as well. Yeah, facts. I don't even know, man.
Yeah, maybe still yeah. though.
It's sad for Curry. It's sad for Draymond. It's sad for Steve Kerr. It's sad, most sad for Butler, obviously.
Right. Sad for Buddy.
Sad for Buddy.
He doesn't even really get that many minutes.
Yeah, I know. Sad for D'Anthony Melton. Now we're just naming everybody on the Warriors.
Sad for Brandon Podziemski.
Sad for Moses Moody. It's just sad. It's sad all around.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. We touched on the Christmas episode. You're like, they have four rings.
Like, yeah. Fine. Yeah. It's whatever. I can't feel too bad, especially for Warriors fans. It's like, it's a tough injury and it sucks, but it's not like, I don't know.
It's not Curry.
No, it's not Curry.
Crazy. I think they want to trade him too, Butler. I think they've been talking about it. Also, did you see if we stay on Kuminga for a bit? Did you see what the GM said about Kuminga?
No, I didn't.
So weird. Well, so like forthcoming, I guess, with information. I'm trying to think of a better word. But he was like, yeah, when a player makes a demand, there needs to be a demand from other teams.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, okay, I did see that quote.
I was like,
yeah.
That's so strange. It's like, yeah, we're trying to trade him, I'm telling you. Nobody wants him. that's what that tells me.
I love anybody who gives interviews like that. Yeah. Where they're just, like, very, like...
Matter of fact.
Like, Doc Rivers was always like that, and yeah. still is always like that. Like, he'd, like, blow a 3-1 lead, he'd be like, I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what to say, you know? We just lost. We just didn't play as well. We just looked bad. They were the better team.
Yeah.
Last three games in a row, you can't blow leads like that. I love when they're just, like, stating facts, and that's it. Because it feels like there's so much dancing around topics in the NBA, and it's like, man, sometimes you just gotta take it on the chin and accept
that. You know who does that both ways? They dance around the topic while being blunt is Joe Mazzulla.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Because he'll just be like, so good. Yeah, we lost. They played better. It's like, what do you think was the reason they lost? I thought they made more shots than we made.
He's a psychopath, though. He's funny. I like Joe Mazzulla.
But also, like, my God, those Celtics always have fucking good coaches. From yeah. Brad Stevens to Ime Udoka to fucking Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla is the worst of those three, and he's, like, yeah. one of the best coaches in the league. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
I don't like it. I don't like it. To be fair, we did have...
Casey, Nurse,
yeah, Casey and Nurse back-to-back is pretty nice for us.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. It would have been nice if we kept... Chris Finch as our assistant, because he was our assistant. He got poached by Minnesota while we still had Nurse, and he's good. He's done a good job in Minnesota since he got there. I mean, has twice as many conference finals appearances as any other Minnesota coach, so it would have been nice to keep him. But that's just it. When you win a championship, like, all your assistants just, like, get head coaching jobs places. Like, it's just what happens. It's who else has a Charles Lee Charlotte. Charles Lee in Charlotte is a former Celtics assistant. Okay. Lead assistant.
Obviously, Pop had a bunch from
him. Yeah, because I think the Pacers current coach, I think Carlisle was a Pop guy.
Wow, Carlisle's an old guy.
Yeah. I think he was a Pop guy at one point. Because Pop was like the GM in San Antonio before he was
that's
the coach
too. That's so it's so baller to, like, be the GM and be like, nah, I'm gonna actually be the head coach and, like, be, like, the best head coach of all time.
Yeah. it is a big balls move.
Like, yeah, what does that even call it? It's not nepotism, because you're like it yourself. Yeah, it's
meatism. to circle back to the Raptors, because we've kind of gone down the path.
We have.
Path of talking about random other stuff. Big one last night. And, like, we've been, like, pretty good recently.
Scotty was our starting center.
I know. Well, that's the big thing. Like,
but, I mean, he was trying to play Quinn Post, so it's like, it was fine.
The injuries have been bad for us recently. Yeah. It's been too many Mogbo minutes.
Dude, way too many Mogbo minutes.
Like, honestly, and honestly, like, 1 minute is too many Mogbo minutes, if I'm being completely honest. He's just not
that good.
Just not that good at all. Even tonight against the Kings, like, Barrett, Pirtle, Murray Boyles, Walter, all still out.
Wow.
So, it's gonna...
I think Barrett was doing shoot around or something, they were saying. But
But, like, it's grim, like, because he came back and got re-hurt, which is, like, I feel like that's always something I'm like, oh, fuck. Him and Pirtle are both, I'm just assuming they're not going to be healthy the rest of the season. Barrett's not as grim, because, like, I feel like, you know.
He doesn't have any injury history. He's a guard.
And when he plays, he's good. In a way that, like, when Pirtle plays, he's like, okay.
He looks bad.
Yeah. It looks like a man with a back injury. Murray Boyles is the saddest one, because he was really putting together. That was a Christmas wish of yours. It was for somebody off the deep bench of the Raptors to prove that they need minutes, and that for Murray Boyles specifically to prove that he needed minutes, and oh my god, did he respond.
He's really good.
I swear, like, the 2-3 weeks after that is, like, the best basketball I've seen from a Toronto rookie since Scotty Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
He looks great. Exciting.
Yeah, he does. We played Philly a few weeks ago. Was it a week ago?
Yeah.
We lost, but at the end of the game, we got to see Kyle.
I know. Like, honestly, maybe the most feel-good loss I've ever had. Yeah. And I'm glad that we got blown out. I was like, I didn't want to lose a close one so that, like, we don't get to see Kyle. But, yeah, it's like, I was trying to think, like, what players right now would get that kind of ovation, like, if in a opposing arena.
Right.
It's like less than 10 in the NBA.
Yeah, I can't even think of any.
Like, Westbrook and OKC. Like, if it's their last game.
If they're, like, you mean if they're both retired. Yeah, Harden and Houston.
I don't think he's loved like Kyle Lowry's loved.
I think he's really loved.
Yeah, sure. I don't think people are chanting for him to come into the game. Maybe not. Like, late, like that. I don't think the arena gets that loud.
Klay in Golden State?
Yeah, Klay in Golden State for sure. Yeah. But it's not that many. Like, Kyrie doesn't get that in Cleveland. Oh, LeBron gets that in Cleveland for sure.
For sure.
Like, yeah, Butler wouldn't get that in Miami or in Chicago.
Definitely like, Chicago.
Paul George isn't getting that in Indiana.
Right.
Durant's not getting that anywhere, which is crazy. He has no team that loves him, like, or no city.
Not like that. Like, his last game in Golden State will be nice. He's going to get a standing O, but...
Sure.
They're not going to chant for him to come on the court.
DeRozan's last game in Toronto is going to be better than that.
You're true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a special moment for Kyle.
Maybe Townsend, Minnesota?
No, I don't think so.
Because they trade him, right? It's not a free agency thing?
Yeah, which, like, it was a podcast recently was saying, like, Minnesota deadass won that trade, and it's like, they really did. Like, Randall makes, like, half the money of Towns and is not half the player. And DiVincenzo's
makes
nice.
Half the money? Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Well, crazy. Also, it's right now is a bad time. Like, right now, it definitely says to your point, because Towns kind of playing like ass.
Yeah. Yeah, Randall's been sneaky really good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once again, we've traveled down the path of non-rappers.
But, yeah, seeing Kyle was just
seeing Kyle
cool.
was good. Seeing Kyle was great.
He got announced as the greatest Raptor ever.
He did. And I wanted him to hit a three so bad.
The first one,
he fucking airballed.
I was kind of upset. I forgot he was guarding him. Like, AJ lost or something. They were trying their best to stop
him.
I was like, give him an open three, please.
It was Elijah Martin, which I get it. Like, you're a G League guy. Like, you got to kind of show something. But, like, at the same time, like, time and score.
Right. Yeah, we're not winning that game.
No.
Like, he was contesting the fuck out of his
He was. Also, Adembona having, like, the putback on the one play. It's like, kick that rock back out. What are you doing putting that back? Yeah. Oh, wow. You know what? He had, like, 3 or 4 cracks at it. If he can't hit it, he can't hit it.
Right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, it does not matter at all.
Oh, man. That was a really fun, good moment. I saw... Every time he's named the greatest Raptor of all time, there's always some discussion online. I saw a couple people being like, is he really the greatest Raptor of all time? And, like, it felt good that every comment was like, in Toronto, it's not even, like, a debate. This is just what, like, other cities debate.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw somebody that was, like, naming people, and they're like, maybe Bosch? Bosch? Nobody in Toronto
I saw
Chris
someone
Bosch
say
is the greatest.
Tracy McGrady.
Yeah, I saw somebody say Tracy McGrady was better in Toronto than Kyle Lowry.
Zero-time All-Star Tracy.
Yeah, he put up like 15 points a game, which is
fine. He was underused.
He's a worse all-time Toronto Raptor than like RJ Barrett.
Right now?
Yeah.
Maybe. He's close. But yeah, like if Barrett plays a couple more years, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, McGrady only played 3 years for us.
Right.
And was like not good the first year.
Yeah,
was like,
if you
want to
say Vince Carter or Kawhi, it's like, maybe.
Yeah, if you want to say DeRozan as well. DeRozan. I think there's something to be said about having the most points in team history.
Yeah, he's on a lot of stats. The thing is, he doesn't have the ring. And, like, neither does Carter, but Carter's, like, indifferent.
Right? Yeah.
But, like, it's, like, Kyle and DeRozan. Like, anyone who would say DeRozan, it's, like, wouldn't you just say Kyle? Like, yeah, DeRozan was the better player when they played together, and he has, like, a lot of the words, but they were really close, and mm-hmm. Kyle has the chip on him, which is just, like, the biggest thing.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
But, yeah, I get your point. So, but, like...
Yeah, I do think, like, if those, you're
saying
the
last
best player,
out of the room.
No, and I think if you're saying, like, the best player in team history, if you pick the guy with the most points in team history, I think you're never... like, it's never, like, that's a crazy opinion. Yeah, like, yeah. You have a case. But those, I think, are the only four guys. Like, Bosch doesn't really have a case. No. Siakam doesn't have a case. And then beyond that, you don't even get worth mentioning. Like, T-Mac's not even worth mentioning for me. Like, he's not, like, a top, like 10 Raptor of all time. Like, I would probably take Damon Stoudemire over him as an all-time Raptor. He was when he was on this team. I thought, like Serge Ibaka probably has a better case as the greatest Raptor of all time because he actually wins a championship once again, plays the same number of years, and is a starter for all those years. Fred VanVleet certainly has a better case than him. OG probably has a better case than him. Maybe. Norm's pretty close to him.
OG kind of doesn't have the ring, though.
No, he doesn't.
Like, he played no games.
Do you want to see what Tracy McGrady was doing as a Toronto Raptor? He was not good, man. He was like, what?
Right. Yeah, everyone just thinks, like, he was T-Mac his whole career. He was Tracy in Toronto. He wasn't T-Mac.
Yeah, he was a bum in Toronto is what he was. So he plays three seasons, right? Uh-huh. His averages are 11 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists.
Okay.
What are we doing here?
11 like, points.
Yeah, those are Chris Boucher numbers. Chris Boucher is a better all-time Raptor than Tracy McGrady. He just flat out is. He played like 8 years here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if Tracy McGrady retired when he left the Raptors, he would never, ever, ever be even mentioned.
Well, if we're doing that, then, like, when we're like, oh, who's the best Clipper of all time? It's easily Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Because he ends up being good, just like Tracy McGrady
ends
up being
like good. It's exactly like Shai. It's exactly
and he was fine when he was on the Clippers. It's not like he was a bum. Shai, he's the greatest Clipper of all time. Like, no, he's not. What are we... Stop it.
Stop it. Get some help.
Yeah. Anyway, that's about it for all-time Raptors litigation for me. We're coming out with our top 75 Raptors of all time.
Oh,
that's
are
on
we?
The next podcast. Right around 63, I have Ken Birch, so...
No way.
Yeah, I don't think... Yeah, you'd have to do, like, top 200 to get in the Ken Birch range. So 63 is, like... Oh, I don't even want to think about what that would be. Like, Patrick Patterson, maybe, is in that range. I know that, like, the Locked On Raptors podcast has, like, the top all Raptors of all time.
Every Raptor.
Yeah, and then after every season, they re-rank with all, like, the players who just played on the Raptors that year get, like, moved or put in there or whatever, and that's kind of jokes. I think you need to have a running thing like that.
Yeah.
Starting it from scratch seems like a crazy endeavor, but then, like, once you have that, it feels like every year, like, moving guys, it's, like, not too hard.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it. You just put a bunch of names in a pool. It's like, is this guy better than this guy? And then do that.
Yeah, but then you get to, like, stuff where it's like, who, do I think that, like...
Like Vince Carter or Pascal?
Yeah, it's like, are you more of like a DeAndre Bembry kind of guy, or are you more of like a Delano Banton kind of guy? Like, what's your... Who?
Well, that's the whack thing about all Raptors ever. So yeah, these bench guys, take your pick.
Like, yeah, it's like, do I think Goran Dragic or like Rodney Hood had the better Raptors career? Will Barton's in that range.
Oh, that's a good comparison.
The Dragic versus Rodney Hood? I think it's Dragic. Rodney Hood, but like, yeah.
He was ass.
Neither of them were good. And like, Rodney Hood might play double the games of Dragic.
I know.
It might be 15 versus 7. It might be the play.
What? To me, Rodney Hood played like a year with us, no?
No, he came in the Gary Trent Jr. trade, and we did not re-sign him.
True, okay.
You
know who else got traded? Trey Young.
Trade Young is what I like to call him.
Nice. I haven't heard that.
Honestly, I'm surprised. It just came to the dome right now, and I haven't heard it either. That's really nobody good. Said that. That's honestly, write that down. Whoever's listening to this, write that down so we have it on record somewhere. Yeah. Thank
we need
God.
The patent.
What's your feelings on Corey Kispert?
Dude, I don't understand. Like, okay, first of all, like, why are you that desperate to land Trey? Like, or to trade Trey?
Yeah. The like, Washington part, I totally get it. The Washington part, like, people are like, oh, like, what are you doing trading for Trey Young? He's not that good. They gave up CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert, bro. Like, I don't care. I've, like, said some stuff like, oh, I won't want Ja Morant. if a team was like, yeah, trade like Jakob Poeltl and AJ Lawson for him, I'd be like, yeah, okay, sure, I'll trade right. for Ja Morant.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, well, you were saying about Atlanta and your disbelief in their desperation.
Yeah, I just like, you're not going to find, okay, the whole, they don't want CJ McCollum and Corey Kitzer, okay? They're doing this for cap flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as if they're like the Lakers or the Knicks or Miami or something. Like, Atlanta's like us. You're a decent sized market. You're like, people know you. Like, I'm sure they like going to your city. But, like, you don't get free agents like that. You're not gonna, I guarantee they're not gonna get a player better than Trae Young.
No, like, I don't know. What's the dream here? Like, let's say best case scenario, they offer like a $45 million a year max to Austin Reeves.
Is he the best
in the Lakers? Yeah, well, like, that's a free agent of a level where it's like, I could see the Lakers being like,
is there any, like, better player whose contract's up this year that they could shoot for?
No.
Okay. Okay, so go back. Then. What are we doing with Austin Reeves?
Yeah, let's say you give him like $45 million a year. How is that different from paying Trae Young that amount of money?
Right.
Like, well, what? And Trae Young was already in the city, loved by fans.
Yeah,
like,
Ice Trae.
I understand it from, like, a long view, like, this is never going to work out kind of thing, but the idea that this is some, like, sort of retool is not true. Them, like, planning to be bad this year.
Right.
And from that standpoint, I think it's only a slightly below average trade. I actually don't think it's the worst, but, like, I think anybody who's like, oh, they're going to pivot. If they traded for Anthony Davis, I would think, like, this is the stupidest trade I've ever seen in my life. But, like, if they're just going to be bad this year, bring in that New Orleans pick that they somehow lucked into. Like, they had such a good offseason that, like, they've allowed themselves to be in this position.
True.
That, like,
they did have a great offseason.
That Nikhil signing is one of the best value signings of the offseason. Like, him and Mamu are up there, like, two of the best value, bang for your buck signings. Like, dead ass. Like, I've heard people who aren't even, like, Raptors people being, like, Mamu might be the best value signing. Because he makes, like, $2-3 million a year.
Yeah.
And, like, there's so many teams that would kill to have Mamu as, like, their backup center.
100%.
Like, if you're the Lakers, are you like, look at, like, we paid triple to DeAndre Ayton this?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Mamu might start on the Lakers.
Yeah, like, straight up. Like, he might just be better. Although DeAndre Ayton killed us.
But, yeah.
Like, Mamu's been great this year. But back to Nikhil, who's also been great, and I love to talk to wax poetically about, because he is Canadian.
Yeah.
What is a great signing. The trade to get that New Orleans pick, what a great trade. The Porzingis thing hasn't worked out, but I totally see the vision, and they gave up nothing. They gave up Georges Niang.
Right, people liked it in the moment.
Terrence Mann, which is like, Georges Niang and Terrence Mann, like, how many minutes have they
been? Yeah,
how
good have they been this year?
Terrence Mann's actually played an okay amount, but like on a Brooklyn team where it's like, they're not that good.
That's underselling it.
Maybe. Yeah. It's
you
just...
And then you, the one thing about this trade that is worrying that you brought to my attention, can you explain to the viewers how this affects the Raptors' future?
Oh, so the league, what insiders around the league are saying is that the Quickly contract and the Poeltl contract are essentially non-starters in any kind of trade.
Almost untradeable.
Quickly specifically was offered for Trae Young.
With picks.
And they said no. And so that means...
And they ended up taking two players specifically because their contracts are up this year. And they got zero picks for that.
Yeah.
No draft capital in return. No, like, financial movement. And Atlanta would rather have taken that then take Quickly and picks and, like, whatever salary for.
Because Quickly and Poeltl both have 4 years left, I believe, each. Not good.
Right.
The Quickly one's fine because it's flat at 32.5, and I still think that by the end of that contract,
it'll be good.
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever be a good contract, but I think it'll be a fine contract by the end. The Poeltl one is, like,
bad.
Like, the $27, $28 million, I just don't ever see him playing. That's Isaiah Hartenstein money. I just don't ever see him playing to that level.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Even when he was at his best with us, that would be like a slight overpay. And so now it's like, well, do I think he'll get back to his best? Like, I don't think so.
Even in the moment, you hated that contract.
Yeah, I was very, very low and thought it was pretty stupid. And, like, I don't know. It felt like for so long we had such a hard time finding center play. Yeah. But now, like, with Mamu and Colin Murray-Boyles, it's like, even the games when Bertel's out, it's not like we look, like, lost in the waters. Like,
right. But, I mean, it's still, like, those aren't real starting centers.
No, of course not. And neither's Bertel.
He felt like it. When Pearl was at his best, he was just easily starting center.
Oh, yeah. That might be over.
But, yeah, the fact... So, like, yeah, we got to look in the mirror and say, wow, the people would rather have had CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert than fucking Quickly and picks.
Which, like, face value, I, like, just flat out think CJ McCollum... If Atlanta's at all cares about being competitive right now, CJ McCollum right now is better than Quickly, but... Like, he's a lot older.
So? I heard already Atlanta fans saying that, like, it's better if he just got no minutes.
He's a bucket. Atlanta fans don't know what they're talking about. They pushed Trae Young out of town.
I know, yeah, true.
No, he's good. I mean, it would be better if Quickly just dropped a 40-piece yesterday, so it's a little less defensible for recency purposes. But right. Yeah, I think I'd rather... CJ McCollum than Emmanuel Quickly. If they're both on 1 year deals. Yeah. I'd certainly rather have the McCollum contract than the Quickly contract. Yeah. Like, I'd rather Quickly be off the books this year and leave than know that we have him locked in, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. It's a sad reality that we're facing.
Yeah. And it is what it is when you're signing contracts, you know? Like, that $32.5 million for 5 years, that's the contract that Jalen Johnson got, essentially, who I think before he signed the contract was kind of in a similar spot to where Quickly was before he signed the contract, where it's like, this guy could be a star one day, but, like, right now he's kind of like a fringe starter bench guy. And then Jalen Johnson, like, that looks like a steal now. And he's got, like, 4 or 5 more years on that contract where it's like, holy shit. We don't have to give him, like, the star money until he is...
Right, that prime. He, like, deserves.
Yeah. So that's just the roll of the dice that you make. And we rolled a 2. I was going to say we rolled a 1. It's not the worst situation. It's not like Emmanuel Quickly. It's not the John Wall contract.
Quickly is, like, like a 4 out of 20 or something. But Poeltl might be a 1.
Yeah.
Especially how things are going now. Well, I don't know. Ones we might have to save for certain...
For certain contracts.
For certain Philadelphia contracts.
Yeah. That's right. Although, honestly.
You'd rather Paul George than CJ this year?
Than Emmanuel?
Both. You said CJ over Quickly.
I don't think I'd rather have him than them, but I'd certainly rather have Embiid than them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that for sure. You think when Paul George... Are you saying because of the injuries? Like, when Paul George plays, he's easily better than Quickly and CJ, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't say easily, but he's better. He's better. The defense is still there. He just can't self-create in the way that he used to. He's a little slow getting his dribble.
He's like, what, 15 a game now?
Yeah. Feels like that's all I wanted to say about the Quickly in the Bertel contracts. It's sad, so it's tough to talk about.
Yeah.
But we get to talk about something fun now. Something really fun, because there's a meal on the line. Are you hungry? I know you haven't eaten since we made this
bet. No, not once.
Because we bet on this podcast, one meal, on picking 15 teams each in the NBA. Total win total.
Yes.
So, at the end of the season, we add up the wins of the 15 teams that we each pick. And the winner gets a free meal.
Right. And if it's a tie... We buy all of you a meal.
I thought it was we fight to the death. Oh, although that might have been last time that we did it. I'm pretty sure we fight to the death.
You've been asking for that.
Yeah.
Well, I said you can have
it. I'm gonna give you fake numbers at the end and see if I can convince you.
That we tied.
Honestly, truthfully,
if we tie, I think you win, because I got first pick. So I think that could be your little...
Yeah, but it's a snake draft.
True.
It's a sneak draft. Do you want to riff a little bit but while I find my information on this?
Yeah. So, the Toronto Tempo are, I believe, they was just announced when their first game is going to be.
Yeah, they released the whole schedule, and I did subscribe to the Insider.
So did I.
So I can get tickets. Yeah. I'm locked, man. I'm locked. I'm ready. Hopefully, they actually start the season on time, because they still haven't figured out their new CBA.
Yeah, it's not... Super close, but it's closer than I would have thought. May 8th. May 8th. We played the Washington Mystics. Which is whatever. I don't know
that. I know they drafted Aaliyah Edwards, who was, like, the top Canadian prospect a couple years ago, but I think they've already traded her.
Washington did?
Yeah. I think.
Well, also, I imagine there's going to be content before, right? Like, is it going to be, like, we get to poach players? Like, the teams get to protect four and then, or three or whatever? Yep. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think they get to protect, like, seven. So okay. It's like, we won't be getting good players.
Okay.
And then we'll get a pretty high draft pick. I don't think we automatically get first, but I think we'll get somewhere in the top five.
Okay, maybe we're just rolled into the lottery with, like, best weighted odds.
Yeah, I don't know how that will work, but...
So yeah. There should be tempo content before May 8th. And then on May 8th, we can watch the first lady basketball team in Toronto.
I'm going to try and get tickets to that first game. That would just be such a cool fucking thing to do. I think we should both try. Well, we'll see.
Because I also subscribed. So yeah, we'll see. Whoever gets it, we'll go.
Yeah, we'll go. And then we'll tell you guys how it is. See how the Coca-Cola Coliseum is.
Mm-hmm. I want to be close enough where I can see their tits.
Wipe that from the record. Well, you do always say that you want to be close enough to see the tits whenever we go to see Zion Williamson play live. All right. Well, now I have our two teams.
Oh, ready perfect. To
go. Do you want? So, how do you want to do this? Do you want me to just give the final numbers right away?
I think I started off really bad because I believe you have both Detroit. No, you have Detroit and us, which is two teams that went pretty late in the draft. However, and. The one saving grace I had was I had the first pick, so obviously I picked OKC. I also believe I have the Celtics, which is really good now. Like, that actually is better than the Detroit and the Raptors. So I think you were winning earlier, and I think I've turned around, but obviously there's every other team that I haven't mentioned besides those that I kind of don't remember who has.
So I'm going to go through the draft.
Okay.
We'll talk a bit about where people got selected. We'll say give a minute or two. And we won't go in-depth on any team, but we'll be like, wow, that's fun there. Or like, and then I'll tell you the final scores when we get to the end.
Okay.
And I'll tell you their weighted position. So, like, essentially, like... If you picked a team second, let's say the second place team in the NBA has 32 wins, but the team that you picked second has 26, that's a negative six weighted score that you're losing out on that.
Okay.
So with the first pick, you picked OKC, flat. No movement up, no movement down. They are the best team in the league.
Yeah.
I went second and third. I took New York and Cleveland, both to negative sixes. I thought that I'd get one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference.
And you kind of did, but New York's just been slipping.
Yeah, I got neither of them. Negative six is bad for both. Neither of those teams have looked great this year, and it's funny. I mean,
honestly, New York did look great.
Yeah, they won that NBA Cup.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, but yeah, New York's been bad.
New York's been bad. And I did pick the team that I would pick to come out of the East, like if the playoffs were to start right now, and the best team in the East so far, but we'll get there eventually.
Uh-huh.
At 4-5, you took Denver and then Atlanta. I remember specifically being like, why did you pick Atlanta there at the time? And then at first you defended it, and then when I started talking through it, you're like, yeah, why did I pick Atlanta there? So it was almost an instant regret. Denver is even at 4th. Atlanta is -7 at 5th.
Okay, not bad.
At 6th and 7th, I took Houston, and I took the Los Angeles Lakers. Houston -1. The Lakers are even.
Nice. Great picks.
Then you took Orlando and the Clippers. Orlando's -3. The Clippers are -7, but they're trending in the right direction. Right. I don't think that they'll ever be as good as the 9th team in the NBA is where you pick them, but I think that it won't be a -7 by the end of the year.
I'm not sad about those picks.
Frisky. Then I took Minnesota. And then I took Detroit for a +1 and a +6. I took Detroit at 11. That's huge.
And six.
Anthony, you sold on your next turn in the snake draft. You took Milwaukee and Dallas, -7, -6. Two teams. I mean, you're picking them, like, pretty high up, right? You're taking them 12th and 13th.
Yeah, but who's, like, still on the board? Oh, we'll find out. You took the Celtics. I know, I'm remembering.
Milwaukee, you don't know that. Milwaukee and Dallas are both tough.
I don't know.
And then I take Golden State and San Antonio, who are +2 and +7. Although
Golden State's a +2.
I know. Well, they got really good, and they're like 25-18. I think they had our same record. Yeah. Uh oh. It's sad. They finally put together good basketball, and now, yikes. That was good so far. But San Antonio at 15 is pretty value.
Great pick.
And then at 16, you take Boston, and at 17, you take Memphis. So Boston, you get a +3, Memphis, you get a -4. Don't both those numbers seem a little small?
Yeah.
It feels like Boston's, been, like, as a 16th pick, it feels like...
It should be a good bit better.
Yeah, it just shows you, like, the East kind of sucks. Like, they're what, the fourth seed in the East, the third seed?
I thought they were second.
They could be second. Yeah, are we second? I don't know. It moves every day in that range, right? I know who's first. And Memphis, I thought, was worse than a minus four. Although they're kind of, I don't know what direction they're trending in. They're trending in a direction. Then I take Toronto, and I take Philly at 18th and 19th for a plus five and a plus three.
They are second.
And then at 20th, you take...
Plus 18?
No, 18th and 19th for Toronto and Philly. Toronto's plus five, Philly's plus three.
Okay. Well, you're winning.
Then you take Indiana at 20th, which is a minus nine. Even at 20th. So you predicted them to be bottom, like, third in the league, and they're still way below that.
They're way worse than that.
And then you take Miami at 21st, who's a plus five.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Which I was surprised that you took them, because I kind of was of the opinion that I was higher on them than you. But
right.
I guess we were kind of probably pretty even on that, and just arguing semantics. Which is, we would never do that.
You could make a whole podcast about that, I feel like.
And then I take Portland. In Sacramento, plus four, minus six. Two teams that have kind of always been my teams for bad teams. And two teams that have gone in opposite directions. Sacramento's a just unmitigated dumpster fire.
Right.
And Portland's good. Portland's going to be a play-in team, probably. I don't think they'll make it out of the play-in in the West, but they could. I mean, you get in there. Danny Avdia's great.
Anything could happen.
Mm-hmm. And then you take Chicago at 24.
Okay, pretty
which
good
is
pick.
Plus five. At 25, your piece de resistance. Plus 12.
Oh.
The Phoenix Suns.
2015. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yes, sir. That's the team that is making you some money at the bottom. Yeah, Dylan the villain. I take Charlotte at 26, which gives me a plus 4.
Oof.
I take New Orleans at 27. Remember, 27, which gives me a minus 2. Okay.
They had two worse wins than where you picked them.
And then you take Utah and Brooklyn, 28 and 29, which gives you plus 5 and plus 2. It's kind of hard not to get pluses at the bottom unless you're taking the New Orleans Pelicans. And then I take Washington at 30th, which is even.
Oh, nice. So we started and ended perfect.
Yeah, I say take. Like, it's like, I wanted them. If I had known they were going to get Trae Young, I might have taken them 29th, though.
Is he coming back? Yeah, I guess so.
Probably. Yeah, like, probably. It was like a calf strain.
Right,
like,
there's
no way they can hold out the rest of the season.
Serious.
So, the final tally.
Oh, I'm nervous. I think you're winning then, given these. But the thing is, with the rating scheme, it's a little hard to tell.
Because
you can't just add all the pluses and minuses, right? Or would that equal the same difference?
No, you can't add the pluses and minuses. Because, like, teams at the top and the bottom are further away.
Yeah,
than
in the middle. Yeah.
You have 315 wins on the season. I have 333. So, I have 18 more, which is close. It's really close.
So, all your team... You could say all your teams got one extra win plus an extra three.
Yeah. I mean, there's more than 18 weeks left in the season, and so, like, a win a week is a very reasonable pace.
Right.
There's not more than 18 weeks left in the season. There's got to be 9 weeks left in the season, at least.
Yeah.
So, two wins a week is a pace that you can
get back. 18 is over 4 months.
Yeah. So, it's close enough that it's
isn't there 4 months left? It's only January. The season goes till April, no?
Yeah. So, 3 months.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Once again, on the Anthony Doesn't Know Months podcast.
Well, like, it goes into May, right?
Not the regular season.
Okay.
The playoffs. We do not add playoff wins to
this. Of course.
It would be kind of funny to do it.
But you can't do it now. Like, we have to know that going into the draft.
Also, it's having the first pick is so much more value for that. Because OKC, before the season, we thought they were going to win the championship. A quarter of the way into the season, we thought they were going to win the championship. And now halfway through the season, we still think they're going to win the championship.
Yeah. And this is the least we've thought, and still we think they're going to win the championship.
Yeah.
This is the most mortal they've looked.
I would still take them over the field, but if I did it a quarter of the way in the season, like, I would have fucking put the house on.
Yeah, exactly.
And now it's like,
right. I take even odds.
Seven-game series against San Antonio does not look like it would be a fun time for them.
Yep. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
San Antonio is also fucking insane. Did you watch them? We played them recently, too.
Yep.
Couldn't stop Fox.
Of course not.
If you can.
He's too fast. Oh, Shed's fast, too, I guess. But, yeah.
So quickly.
Yeah. It's also... Isn't it just nice that, like, Wemby can play unlimited minutes or, like, miss a game, and it's not like, well, we gotta run Jeremy Sochan out there running the offense. Like, they have pieces now. Like, they have a real team
around. Who's the white or the vanilla of the French vanilla?
Who?
French Vanilla is their front court. It's Wemby and the white guy.
Luke Cornett?
Yeah. Luke Cornett.
I haven't heard French Vanilla before.
Oh, yeah. They've been calling it French Vanilla.
Yeah, I like that.
I do also like it. I kind of don't like that every white player gets vanilla or something like that in their name, but French Vanilla is really good. Yeah.
You're not a vanilla fan, eh? It's just a little vanilla for you. I get it.
It's just not creative enough.
Yeah. It's not cool enough is the problem.
I mean, San Antonio's so good. Vic is so good. Starting All-Star. It was so well-deserved. He's so freaking good, man.
Yeah, he's great.
He's everything we want him to be so far. A little high on the injuries, which is concerning, but, like, production-wise, it's everything.
Yeah.
Also, like, when he was playing us, I was like, I feel like they could be up by... They beat us, like, decently handily, I think. Mm. But, like, I was like, I feel like this would be a blowout if he just went to the rim a little more. Like, it is nice that he likes jump shooting, like, as the opposing team.
Yeah. And also, like, I think people are a little too quick to be like, he's a top 3 player in the world.
Right.
Like, he played Anthony Edwards recently and just straight up got outplayed by Anthony Edwards in a game. And I personally still think Anthony Edwards in a 7-game series I would trust more because I've never seen Victor Oladipo. Wemby in the playoffs. But, like, so he's in, like, he's not close to Shea or Jokic for me.
Yeah. It's a Mount Rushmore type of league. Like, I think there's a top 4. And maybe even Luka, it might be a top 3 type of league. But it's like Jokic, Giannis, Shea is like kind of just seems much better than everyone else.
And then it's Luka. And then after that, you could give me 5 different guys that you think it is. If you were like, I think Cade Cunningham's the next best guy in the league, I would be like, sure, okay.
Yeah, some people would say Jalen Brown.
Yeah, some people would say Jalen Brown. Some people would say Jamal Shedd. Some guys would say Curry. like, you know, Kofi, like
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, Kevin Durant. Some people, I mean, Maxey's been having a great year. AJ Lawson.
Some people would still say Bron. Maybe wrong.
Yeah, I mean.
First time LeBron's not an all-star starter.
You'd have to be crazy. Fuck. Speaking of all-stars, I think we got time to rip through some all-star selections.
Let's go.
Quick. All right, first we'll do.
Who's the best shooting guard in the league? Is it Brown? Is it Booker? Or is it Mitchell? Who would you want? If the Raptors could take one of them for a
Brown.
Year. You really think he's the best?
I like his size, because he feels more like a 3.
Or Ant. Or Ant.
Oh, I'd take Ant. Ant. Oh my gosh, I would take Ant. Oh my gosh, I would take Ant.
Okay.
I wouldn't trade Ant for Booker and Brown in a trade. That's how high I am on Ant. Love Ant.
They're
Ant
like all so close to the same player.
He is, I think... I think he's the best outside of those like 4 guys.
Who are oh, just, he is your fifth.
I think he's closer to Doncic than Doncic is to the top 3.
You know what? Hard to argue. No holes in his game, really.
Mm-hmm. And Luka has a massive one on literally half of the game. He's
gone. Yeah, people say half the game, but it's not like, if you're the number one option, you have the ball more than you're guarding the player you're tasked with guarding.
Sure, let's say it's a fifth of the game then.
Right.
A fifth of the game is absolutely dog shit, god awful, terrible, one of the worst players in the league.
And the other one's awesome.
Yeah. Still, Anthony Edwards is good.
Yeah, it's not even like Shea. Like, Shea's a good defender. But, Anthony Edwards is a fantastic defender.
Yeah. You want to start in the East?
Sure.
It's, you know, a little less fun. There's better players in the West, but we'll go through the East. The starters are Brunson, Giannis, Maxey, Cade Cunningham, Jalen Brown.
Yeah, who else would it be?
Sure.
would you take out?
If you're Donovan Mitchell, you probably feel pretty bad. Like, I've been playing well, even though my team's been shit. Who gets taken out for you?
Maxey, maybe?
Yeah, Maxey, who's just been playing better, even though he's on a comparably maligned team. Even it's just, they don't
it's
feel
like...
It's
expectations difference.
Yeah, they don't feel like they're as good as each other, but, like, you know.
They kind of are.
Yeah. So, we'll start with... we'll start with the two guys that we just guaranteed both have, which is Mitchell and Barnes. Mitchell.
Oh, we're picking our reserves.
Our
now?
Reserves. Okay, yeah. We're naming who would be our reserves because we don't got to talk about the starters. They're really good. They're really, really good. Also, I think Giannis has a case to not be a starter just off the fact that he's missed like 14 out of 42 games. Right. Like a third of them is a lot. And when I saw only 28 games played when some of the guys are in the 40s, that did give me pause for a second. But it's Giannis Antetokounmpo when he plays.
He's easily the
great.
Best player in the East.
Yeah, I agree. I totally, totally, totally agree. Donovan Mitchell and Scottie Barnes, we guaranteed both have.
Yes, sir.
Both great. Scotty, we have talked about Scotty a lot on this podcast, and Mitchell, we just kind of both gave our opinions on Mitchell. True. So that's about that.
Yeah, Mitchell arguably one of the best, arguably the best shooting guard in the league.
I really want to stretch. Also guarantee that we both have Jalen Johnson.
Yeah.
And that's it for my guarantees. I think that the five starters and those three guys off the bench are the guys that I was most certain. I was like, would definitely both have these guys. And then after that, it gets to guys where, like, I think that the case could be I think those are the only guys who there's basically no case to leave them off the All-Star team. Even if you wanted to say Jalen Johnson, who I think is the weakest of that crop, even if you were to be like, oh, his team, like, isn't that good. 23-10-8 on 51-36-78 is just an All-Star. It just is. Unless you're
I mean, like, it's hard to say like stats like that. There's, like, stats, there's a lot of dudes like Michael Porter Jr. I don't think he's not on my list, and he's like,
wow,
what, 26 a game or something.
Okay, well, we'll keep going through players. He's on your list. Through players.
Their team is so bad.
Who's another player? Okay, the next player that I'm most certain that we both have, although I'm not 100% certain, is Norman Powell.
Yeah, he's there.
Okay, both of our lists. Okay, so that's, we're still in lockstep so far.
I would have, in my opinion, like, even though it's been recently biased, like, I think Kat deserves it more.
Over Powell? Okay, yeah, over Powell. Sure. I don't have Kat on my team.
At all?
No.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to... Okay, so you don't think the bad team guys are there. So let me go a good team guy. Do you have Jalen Duren?
No.
So... Okay, so my last three. So one of yours is Kat. I have Siakam, I have Porter, I have
Siakam.
You think Siakam's been better this year than Porter? His team's won two less games.
Well...
With an equal amount of, like, help. For both of them.
Well, to be fair, you sent this to me this morning, so, like, I didn't, like, deep dive on it.
No, that's fair.
Like Pascal's better, and it's, like, a two-side of the ball.
I think he's been better this year, too, and it is a two-side of the ball thing. By the way, Porter, 26-7-3 on 49-40-85. Siakam, 24. 49-45? 49-40-85, yeah. Siakam's 24-7-4 on 48-38-68. He loves the eights. 68 also, Siakam. Start hitting your fucking free throws, and he was kind of bad for that when he was with us, too. Okay, so we both have Siakam. So I have Porter and Duren, and you have Kat and whom?
Wagner.
Yeah, I really wanted to put him there. He just missed too many games. I know he's back now, so, you know, by the time the voting's done. Because he was, like, he missed, what, a dozen games, probably 10 games.
Was it that much?
Yeah, he missed a decent amount of time, but, like, he's great when he's played. And it feels bad for me not having an Orlando guy and having an Indiana and a Brooklyn guy.
Right. It's just the talent around them. Like, if you took those players off, the best players off their teams, like, their records would still be...
Yeah.
Like, Magic would be much better.
Yeah, what moved you off Jalen Duren? Did you at least look at the Detroit roster? Did you take a look at him because of how good Detroit's been to try and get them a second All-Star?
I looked at all their players.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Yes, I did. But not, like, heavy. And I was like... I don't know. To me, like...
It's only 18-11.
Yeah. It's also, like, crazy to me that, like, it just shows how bad the East is, you know?
I know. Yeah. Like, now we're having these kinds of conversations. Yeah, I mean, the thing with Kat, and I think, like, he's...
Like, oh, yeah. I really...
He's been good this year. But, like, Knicks fans hate him. Like, if your own fan base is like, I don't want you on my team, I start
Are they starting to hate?
No, yeah, I haven't been hearing that too much. It's flipped. Like, in the last week especially, it's flipped.
Well, yes, I have heard recently.
Which he has, like, come on, Kat, just lock in. It's like a body language thing, too. Like, he just seems not
into it. Yeah, he's throwing his hands in the air and shit.
I don't know. I haven't loved the way he's looked. And I think that he's the main reason that Nick's team's kind of been going sideways recently, too.
Well, isn't Josh Hart still out, too?
Yeah, Josh Hart's out.
I feel like since he's gotten injured is when the
slides. He's the Jalen Suggs of this team.
Dead ass. Yeah. It feels like that.
Fair.
He might also be the Thanasis. Like, maybe Brunson needs him.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, I mean, the Knicks are a bit of a mess. Yeah, I could see playing Towns there. If they had more wins, I would have a little more. But they've been slipping down the standings, so I didn't feel the need to give them a second dude.
No, I totally agree.
But yeah, I'm glad we both had Siakam. Spicy P.
Yeah.
All right, let's move out west.
Okay.
The starters are
Yeah.
Luka, SGA, Curry, Jokic, and Wemby. You want to hear Jokic's stat line, by the way? Because I looked at it for this.
It's a triple-double, I know, but what is it?
30, 12, and 11 on 61, 44, 85.
61, 44, 85? Holy shit. That is literally 2K numbers.
Yeah. Like, SGA, all these guys have crazy numbers. I'll just say SGA as well, because, like, them two, I think, are the best two players in the world.
Yeah, full stop. 35?
Yeah, 32, 4, and 6 on 55, 39, 89. Just crazy. And good defense. Like, good. All five of the guys there are really, really good. I probably personally would have, to spoil the first guy on both of our lists, the first guy that I'm sure both of us wrote Kevin down, Durant. I would have Ant-Man over Steph Curry starting lineup. Personally, and I think Curry was more of just like a fan people liked. But I think Ant has just flat out had... not a complete better season, but he's been better. I think he deserved that spot.
I can see it.
Yeah, sure.
It's hard to... Curry's still really good. It's not like he's fallen off.
Let's go through guys that we both... I would guarantee that we both have... Sure. Yeah, Ant. I would think that we both have Durant.
Yep.
I would think that we both have Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
I would think that we both have Kawhi Leonard.
I don't.
Okay.
I do have James Harden, though.
Do you have Denny Avdia?
No, and, like, I'm looking at the standings right now, and I'm like, I probably should put up, yeah, like, Blazers are the ninth.
Mm-hmm. Do you have Devin Booker?
Yep.
Okay, so we have Booker, Durant, Murray, Ant is the only overlap we have of guys off of our bench, and then I have Kawhi, Denny Avdia, Lauri Markkanen as my last three.
Kawhi, Denny Avdia, and Lauri Markkanen?
Yeah.
Okay, Lauri Markkanen, really?
Yeah, 28 a game, man. 28-7-2 on 48-37-88. And, like, when he doesn't play, that team looks fucking terrible.
Lauri Markkanen is averaging 28?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, which is, like,
sleep.
Which is, like, eighth or ninth. I mean, Utah sucks. Like, they're not a fun team to watch. Which, like, is eighth or ninth in the NBA at 28. Man. But, yeah.
Okay. I don't like this. Because I have Austin Reeves. It's just like...
Oh, no!
It's just not that good enough.
Yeah.
I actually don't have anyone. Who else?
Reeves, Harden, and whom?
I have Durant. I have Murray.
Okay.
I have... And Harden. Fuck, I guess I didn't... I really rushed this.
That's totally fair.
Who did you say for your guys that I'm missing?
Ant-Man.
I'll pick two right now.
I have Murray. I have
And of Ant.
I have Kawhi. I have Denny. I have Lowry.
Yeah, so I'd say Kawhi and Denny.
And they take Austin Reeves and then the empty spot?
Yes.
Yeah, and you can't quite get there. Lowry, I mean, it seems only won 15, 16 games. Right. So they're not...
Yeah, who did you not... Did you have Harden?
No, I didn't have Harden. I couldn't put two Clippers on there. Fair. And I had a really hard time picking between the two of them. But yeah, okay. Neither of us had Chet, notably. The stats just aren't there. Yeah. And like, I get like the... Defense. And I've made a few like, oh, like this team has this many wins, so they should have a second guy. It's a little easier to do that in the East than in the West. Like, in the West, like, I'm leaving off James Harden, who's been having a great year.
I know. So, I've never put on Jalen...
Jalen Duren. In the East. And so, like Chet, like, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry to OKC that you guys can't get a second dude. And it would be Chet, by far. Sorry. It's just the way the cookie crumbles. And his defense has been great, and he'll make first-team all-defense.
Speaking on second guys in OKC, is J-Dub... How bad is his injury? Do you know?
I don't know yet, because that's only a couple days old.
Yeah.
That's only a couple days old. So...
And also, he wasn't even that good. Like, it's not like he'd be an all-star if he...
No.
And obviously, you said it was a couple days. He could easily be thrown in and be a replacement.
Yeah.
But it... Like, obviously, he's, like, so freaking good that, like, obviously he's going to get the contract, but the contract low-key isn't looking that good now.
No. And, like, I mean, if he doesn't play a playoff game, I would assume that they don't win the championship.
Right.
It's just where I'm at. And, like...
I agree.
It's crazy.
They almost lost Denver.
Yeah, they almost lost Denver.
And then they almost lost the Pacers. So yeah.
But, yeah, like, because they've been so good without him in the regular season this year, it's crazy to say that, but I just think, like, I don't see how they win four playoff series in a row with, like, their second-best pure shot creator being A.J. Mitchell. And A.J. Mitchell's made a big jump this year. He's been great. He's putting up, like, 16 points a game, 17 points a game, or something like that. But, like, as, like, a pure self-shot creator, like, he should be your bench guy. Like, he shouldn't be your sixth man shouldn't be your second-best shot creator.
Yeah, that's so true. Their team is just full of role players. Like, I guess he is. I was thinking maybe Wiggins.
Yeah, if you want to say Chet, maybe. Like, he can create his own shot, but I didn't love how he created his own shot in the playoffs last year. Yeah. Isaiah Hartenstein, Caruso, and Dort, none of those guys create their own shot. And all those guys, like, are... No. And with, like, the latter two, like, Caruso and Dort aren't even shooting that well this year. So, like, even when they're not creating their own shot...
They're handed shots, they can't make it.
Yeah, it's, do you have any apologies for your All-Star teams? Anybody that, like, you're sad didn't get put on?
No. Well, like, obviously I didn't give it much time. LeBron.
LeBron. Julius Randle and Rudy Gobert in Minnesota have both been really good. Randle, I feel bad about not putting on there. Jimmy Butler, I feel bad because the Warriors got up to this pretty good record now. Like, a few weeks ago, I wouldn't have even thought about it, but they've had a really good record recently. And it's because of his play, along with Steph Curry, obviously. Although my decision was kind of made for me in that case. not that, like, it should preclude you. Like, an injury like that should preclude you from making the team if you're good enough.
Right. You don't have to literally be able to play in the game. You can be an injury replacement.
And then in the East, I'd like to apologize to Brandon Ingram, just because he's a Raptor. But he's one of those guys, there's lots of dudes like this in the league. When he's on your team, it's like, fuck yeah, this guy should be an All-Star. And, like, if I wasn't a Raptors fan, he probably wouldn't be in this honorable mentions list. But because I'm a Raptors fan, he makes it. Derek White, because his team is so good, and he's the second best player. I'm sorry. Cat, I'd like to say the biggest apology to. Mobley.
Big Cat to Big Purr. Big, whatever.
Yeah. Mobley, Banchero.
Yeah, Paolo sucks.
Paolo sucks.
It sucks to leave him off.
Yeah, Paolo sucks.
He's been sucky this year.
Giddy sucks. Sorry, man.
He does suck.
Like, if the All-Star game was held a quarter of the way into the season, you might start.
So, like, yeah, but it's the first week he starts.
Yeah. and then beyond that, I'm gonna have to make an apology to my apologies list. Like, guys, like, you know, who are even a tier below that, where I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Amen Thompson.
For not being mentioned?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sengun in the West. Sengun's a tough one to leave off.
That's a good one. Ooh, Sengun. You know what? In my personal list, I'm now retaking Kawhi off, and I'm throwing in Sengun.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, he's been hurt recently was the main thing with me that left him off. And Houston's not been that good, but I was really, really close to putting him on. I think it's a very defensible...
Yeah. No, I forgot about so many people.
Sengun. who else in the West is getting an honorable mention for me?
Jaw has been playing good.
Yeah. It's too much going on.
Yeah.
Too much
going
on.
And the team is ass.
Yeah, and the team's not that good. And, like, realistically, just from a games played standpoint, Triple J is probably the better candidate there.
Right.
I'd like to apologize to your Fox.
Oh, Fox is a good one.
He's been having a nice little year, but like, he's kind of having, like, it's like a Rudy Gobert kind of case where it's like...
His ex-team? Oh, no, sorry. I'm a little bit...
You've lost it. You've lost your mind. That's it. We're silencing your mic for a little bit.
Donovan and De'Aaron.
It's close. Same draft class. And that's exactly what you were thinking. I could tell that's what you were thinking.
You're sad about leaving Fox off. Yeah, Fox has been really good. He missed time, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry to LeBron. I'm sorry to Austin Reeves. I'm sorry to Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, and that's about it for my apologies. There's some guys who are having, like, nice years, but, like, you don't even make apology level. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the West is so crazy. It's just so crazy.
It's too many good guys. Maybe some people won't play in the game, though. Like, who knows if Wemby will be healthy? Who knows if Jokic will be healthy? Who knows if Giannis will be healthy? Who knows if anybody, really. In this NBA, it's like anybody could get hurt.
Do you remember, does an injury replacement need to be from the same conference?
Yes.
Oh. So maybe Brandon does have a chance.
Yeah, I think he's a bit down the line, unfortunately. Just because, like, even between our lists, like, we couldn't even agree on everyone. Yeah. Like, Franz, like, I'm thinking MPJ is going to be in there.
That's so crazy.
I know. It's just from everything I hear, like, people like Zach Lowe, who watches way more basketball than I do, has him as like a lock. Has him as a lock in the East. And so, like, when I'm like, and I don't watch a ton of Brooklyn. I watch like certainly more Brooklyn than
any non-Brooklyn.
I would say
way more than the average.
People living in Burlington, Ontario, I've got to be top five in, like, Brooklyn Nets minutes watched this year. It'd be pretty safe to say that. Maybe not number one, but top five households at least. Maybe there's some households where somebody's just watching the Nets all the time, but...
Yeah, and, you know, there's some weird people. Some people just get attached to certain players. Maybe there's just a dude who freaking, loves who? One specific
loves team. Who? Nick Claxton?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of. There's a guy who loves Nick Claxton.
Loves Terrence Mann. You love Nick Claxton and Terrence Mann. So that should be your
that's
team.
That's me.
That's you.
I love them more than the average person.
Yeah.
I don't love them.
Yeah, I think you're. I think you don't really love Mann anymore. You used to be more of a man lover.
No, I'm straight.
Yeah. Now you figure it out.
That's why we want to go to the tempo
game. Yeah, that's our go to the tempo game. Woo! I think that's about everything that we have to talk about. Oh, you know what I forgot about? The biggest omission from either of
our fucking lists. Well, I'm surprised he wasn't a starter.
I know. Well, that's the thing. That's the reason that I didn't think of putting
him on
there.
Right, because you're just like, oh, obviously he's a starter.
He's like a Steph Curry kind of shooter. He's like a Jokic kind of connective passer as a big man. Can do the pump fake and drive, kind of similar to like Michael Jordan, I would say. I would say he's like about as morally good as Jesus Christ. He's about,
as entertaining as Michael Jackson.
Yeah, as entertaining as Michael Jackson, but, like, comedy-wise, like a Shane Gillis, kind of guy.
As hot as Brad Pitt.
Yeah, as good at podcasting as Anthony Bonaparte. And it's Sandro Mamukelashvili. Woo!